This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Hi, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So I had a little bit of a rough night last night. I love animals, and maybe I love them too much. You know, we've spoken about this before where, you know, maybe we need to kind of rethink how close we are to our animals. I got five cats and a dog. We used to have two dogs. And last night, getting into bed, right? Nice little pile of poo-poo in the bed. They got plenty of potty boxes. They have ample. I change out the poo-poo litter. Everything's clean for them. They got their eat. They should be all happy. And I think the cat just wanted, we have these down comforters, and I think it's really nice and cushy. So the cat was probably like, oh, this is so soft on my tushy. And then, you know, just decides to potty on the down comforter. Because the down comforter is white. You know, you can't just try and wash it off. You know, that stain reminds you that there was poo-poo. And I don't think it was the boy cat this time. Because the boy cat, when the boy cat potties, it looks like a dog's potty. I mean, it's maybe even a horse. These were like little delicate, you know, it almost swirled kind of like the emoji. It really looked like a little emoji. It was like a little cute, well-organized, I just, sorry, not stereotype, but it looked like a girl kitty cat poo-poo. And we were talking last week about how the World Health Organization is trying to find the next set of animals that will be responsible for the next COVID outbreak. Now, some of you still aren't convinced that COVID came from a bat. I'm convinced as a doctor that we do have illnesses. We call them zoonotic. You know, they have a Z-O-O, zoo, coming from animals, where we have illnesses or pathogens that will jump from animals to human. So the H5N8 virus, avian flu, this weekend apparently infected some workers who were working with birds. I need to double check bird flocks, I think. I'm not sure which type of bird, but we had humans infected with an avian flu. So there are abilities for, there's pathways for viruses to jump. And so the World Health Organization wanted to look at, there's about 850 some species that could carry coronavirus. But you need to have a species that not only harbors the animal coronavirus, but it's able to change its DNA to hop from animal to human. You know, we don't get dog flu, and dogs don't get human flu. But there is a dog flu, and there's a human flu. What causes it to jump? Like what happened with coronavirus. Cats had coronavirus. Dogs had coronavirus. Some zoo animals had coronavirus. Bats had coronavirus. Humans had coronavirus. It took some sort of a recombination event for that pathogen to be able to live in another species. So the World Health Organization looked at animals that could possibly allow that recombination event. Basically, you would have to house two viruses. Remember I told you? California, there was a sample that had a hybrid COVID of the South African strain and the California novel strain. And I told you how that works is two viruses had to infect a cell. And then when the cell is trying to figure out which virus to reproduce, it's like throwing a deck of cards onto the ground and then picking up both decks of cards. The genetic material gets mixed. That has to happen and be able to happen in an animal host cell for there to be a mutation to happen. So they looked and they've listed the hedgehog, the hedgehog that people have in their houses, civet, a European rabbit, a dromedary camel, some primate species, but domesticated pigs and cats. Now, they didn't bring up dogs. I'm sure they're studying dogs, but cats. Now, I love animals. I'm a huge fan of animals. We have PETA come on the show. I love animals. But I just have to keep bringing this up and kind of revisit, are we doing something wrong with our closeness and our kisses and our sharing our ice cream and cake? I mean, I post pictures of my animals, and they'll go up to Daddy and start eating his food. I don't mind, because then Daddy takes in less calories, but we're obviously having an issue with the cats are eating our food. We're eating. When I grew up, I remember my parents were always like, to wash your hands after you touch a dog. Don't eat. If the dog touches your food, throw it out. We just have these rules of animals in their space, people in ours. And I would have my cats would jump on my bed and want to sleep with me. I had bad allergies, so my mom would kick the cats out of the room. But then I got over my cat allergy. So on one end, our exposure to animals might be causing us to evolve one way. But when you go back to caveman days, were they hugging and kissing their zebra and letting the zebra sleep next to them and, I don't know, eat their fish? How close are we supposed to be to animals? Are species supposed to have their own space? We talk about herd immunity. So it's been predicted that we might have herd immunity by April. Okay, we'll talk about that. So now we're supposed to be from never getting herd immunity, so we're going to have herd immunity in 6 weeks. All right. I'm optimistic. That's fine. We'll talk about that. But herd immunity implies that, the herd stays among the herd. The herds are among themselves. And so in order to achieve herd immunity or to protect human species, how much are we supposed to be integrating with animals? So these people in Russia, they got the H5N8, which is an avian flu, which can be very deadly, and they found it to jump from birds to humans. Why? Because the birds and the humans were together. Maybe a human virus landed on a bird, the recombination happened, and then it decided to infect another bird, and that was able to hop to a human. But, I just wonder if our approach to the animals, one animal comes into the shower with me. Something might not be evolutionarily right with that. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go in.
This is sponsored by Pharmacyclics, an AbbVie company, and Janssen Oncology. While the pandemic has altered our regular way of living, it's still important to work closely with your doctor. Did you know that chronic lymphocytic leukemia, or CLL, a type of slow-growing cancer, is the most common form of leukemia in adults? It's important to keep your doctor's appointments, as some CLL patients do not have symptoms, but learn of their diagnosis through routine blood tests. Dennis, diagnosed with CLL in 2013, urges patients to talk to their doctor and be proactive in the conversation, sharing.
I try to think ahead. It's a definite teamwork between you and your doctor. You're going to get the best results if you ask the right questions and your doctor knows that you are a part of the team.
Don't let the pandemic keep you from being proactive about your health. Keep your regular checkups and learn about CLL by visiting knowyourcll.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter with Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. And a big, big thanks to GCN Network that makes this show happen every day. And Daniel for working the dials. So Boeing has suspended 777s. My husband's a pilot, so I'm probably mispronouncing. You wouldn't call it a 777 airplane. You'd call it like a 777. Boeing suspends 777s after engine failure on a United flight. I don't know if you guys saw the video of this. It was shocking. Apparently, they are suspending operations for the planes powered by a Pratt and Whitney 4000 model engine. Now, how many of you know which engines are in your plane when you get in it? I'm just surprised at how blindly I'll just walk onto something that is going to go up in the sky and weighs how many thousands of pounds, and then I just don't think about it. I would be very scared of flying if I thought about it, and so I don't. I just go into a zone and just tell them, I don't know. I don't have to drink or take anything. I just go on a plane and I just don't think about it. And I don't know how I'm able to do it because I think one day I'm going to think about it and I'm going to get nervous. I get nervous when we hit turbulence and we start to drop a little bit. See, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, so we have a lot of heat, obviously, you know, in the summertime. So whenever we're flying back, because we always get out of the heat, you know, we get out of Dodge when it's summertime. So you come back, obviously, when it's still summertime, and it's, you hit some really bad turbulence as you try to leave and as you try to come back, and it's not fun. And so when you feel like you are dropping, it's, I mean, man, you pray and you pray and you pray, you know. And then I look around and I always look at the stewardesses, the flight attendants, and, you know, if they're acting all calm, they must train. They must go through that sort of training where as there's big jumps, just act like it's nothing. And because we look, and then when we see them calm, we're calm. It's a nice little psychological trick. But when I see a stewardess look nervous, I get nervous. So the only time I've ever seen stewardesses or flight attendants and stewards get nervous is when there's a code and they're waking me up. And I'm like, huh, what, huh, what? And they're like, you're a doctor? We need you. And then I have to get up. And you see them scared. That's when I see them scared. Especially since like, oh, no. All we have is Dr. Dolly on the plane. Usually, thank God, there's also other doctors and nurses. But usually when it's me, yeah, that's when I see them nervous. And it's fine. We do what we can. So anyway, Boeing suspended operations for more than 100 of its aircraft Sunday after an engine on a United Airlines flight from Denver caught fire and fell apart. It scattered debris in Colorado, and apparently I think two people were injured. You should see some of this debris. It was huge. The suspensions applied to the model airplane used in Saturday's flight to Hawaii, the 777 powered by Pratt & Whitney 4,112 engines. They say 69 of the aircraft were in use, Boeing said. 59 more were in storage. The company said the suspensions would remain in effect until the FAA identified an appropriate inspection protocol for the aircraft. See, that always bothered me. You know, my husband is a pilot, and the small planes he flies, how do I know he's going to be fine? Well, you do a safety inspection. I took a couple flight lessons. There's a checklist. I didn't continue with my flight training because I had to pee. When I get nervous, I have to pee. And if there's no bathroom on the plane and you're flying the plane, I had to keep landing it to go to the bathroom. So we just couldn't get through any, you know, yeah. So anyway, the department administrator said earlier that they are going to step up inspections of the aircraft after consulting with a team of safety experts. So it was pretty horrifying. So they've grounded their fleet of 24 Boeing aircraft equipped with those engines. And they say federal officials say that only the U.S., South Korea, and Japan use planes with a PW4000 engine. Or someone's losing their job. Reuters, citing Japan's Aeronautical Service Information Center, said Japan also halted aircraft from flying with Pratt and Whitney engines. Yeah, this is where, you know, if you're named after a, God forbid, something, you know, really bad had happened and they didn't make it, that would... That's when I would start changing my name. So they say two people are injured after, actually, this is a different one. Two people are injured after a Boeing cargo plane engine catches fire, dropping debris onto a Dutch town. This was engine of a Boeing 747 cargo plane. So I'm not sure what's going on with engines these days. You know what? Let me just say it. I think a lot of us are thinking it. I'm just going to say it. Okay. I think things that were done during the coronavirus pandemic might not be as sharp and tight and accurate and of high quality as prior to the pandemic. I know I was watching Wonder Woman, the movie. Some of you have not seen it. You aren't missing much. Parts of the movie were fantastic. Then other parts... I'm like, this, the CGI, the, you know, the special effects, computer generated imagery, it just didn't, it looked bad. It didn't look sharp. And so you could almost tell which part of the movie was worked on during the pandemic and which part of the movie was probably done before the pandemic. Then I could be wrong. I don't want to accuse, you know, movie producers of, you know, I don't know, maybe doing something halfway, but I just am noticing a difference. I'm noticing a difference with restaurants. I'm noticing a difference with products I'm getting. I just notice a lot of halfway type stuff. And so it would just be very, very interesting if we're starting to have issues with jet engines, whether it's a 747 or a 777, if there's a timeline and there's, well, you know, this was created then or this is when it was worked on. And, you know, maybe it's because there's less oversight. And I'm not accusing Boeing, I'm not accusing, you know, any company per se of doing things halfway, but it would be very interesting to see the trends. I would really like to see the trends. And if we notice that because there was less oversight, because there were less managers. Now, on the flip side, you know, we own a couple's hair salons. And so we've been, all eyes have been on, are you doing this? Are you doing this? Are you doing this? Which, by the way, is a very positive result of the pandemic, is if you had protocols to wash your hands, replace things, sterilize equipment, you know, wear a mask. These are things in a medical setting or in a salon setting or a customer service setting that should have been done anyway, just like cleaning a table. I mean, I've seen people clean tables before we sit down and there's food on it. And, you know, when you're hungry, you're like, you don't care. But now with COVID, everything has to be sterilized and alcohol used and there's just a protocol. So on one end, because there's a lot of steps, those steps might be enhancing the quality of an experience, but maybe it's just steps for the sanitation, and that is taking energy away from steps that need to be done in terms of the customer service or the safety. So, you know, we had ordered some products from Amazon. It was the wrong product. We've never gotten a wrong product before. But maybe they were like, maybe they'll not notice. I don't know. And we got a refund. But I just pick up on some laxity of some things. And, you know, I just wonder if it's because we are spending so much attention on the sanitizing and the mask and the social distancing that we're just not paying attention to certain details. And so if we're having issues right now with plane engines, you know, and if we hear, well, you know, because of coronavirus, we've had to change things, having people possibly die being in a plane whose engine blows, I think we need to start, you know, redefining what we're putting energy on. And I have to admit, I think there are some people so overwhelmed that they're not watching the little things. So it'll be interesting. It'll be interesting to see. Okay, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. One of our listeners had been stuck between a rock and a hard place in terms of being threatened to lose her job. We'll talk about that if she didn't get the COVID vaccine. We also have safety data from Pfizer and Moderna COVID vaccines saying no safety concerns during the first month of rollout. CDC is saying no deaths were attributed to either vaccine. Now, even though there's been about 1,200 reports of death, CDC has found no link. We'll talk about what could be going on there. We're also going to be talking about how experts believe that we might be reaching herd immunity by this April. This April. We're talking, wait, maybe 5 weeks? I don't know if it's early April or late April. Why I'm optimistic, but I don't think I would call it herd immunity. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Supreme Court cleared the way for a New York prosecutor to obtain President Trump's tax records. The High Court demanded tax records remain shielded from public disclosure. The subpoenas spanned documents from January 2011 to August 2019, including his tax records from accounting firm Mazars. Judge Merrick Garland is testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee for his confirmation hearing to become Attorney General.
With respect to foreign terrorist attack, I was sitting in my office, arriving at my office as the first plane hit the Trade Center, and I was sitting in my office and could see smoke rising over the Pentagon. I can assure you that this is top of mind for me.
Merrick Garland was a Supreme Court nominee in the Obama era that lasted 293 days. He was denied with an outcome of no action by the Senate. USA Radio News. The United States has reached a grim milestone. We've surpassed 500,000 COVID-19 deaths almost a year after the first case was reported in Washington State. A 35-year-old man was visiting family in Wuhan, China, weeks earlier. A federal judge blocks a recent South Carolina law.
A federal judge has issued a temporary restraining order on South Carolina's controversial new fetal heartbeat abortion law. This just one day after Governor Henry McMaster signed it. The judge said she issued the order because the law would prevent Planned Parenthood's patients from getting an abortion before fetus viability, as guaranteed by the 14th Amendment. The restraining order will allow some patients who had appointments to receive abortions. Planned Parenthood said they filed the lawsuit because it prevents abortions before many people know they're even pregnant. That means it's, in effect, a total ban on the entire procedure. The judge ordered a hearing on the matter for March 9th. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest News Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So over the weekend, we got two pieces of very interesting news. One was sad, where the coronavirus death toll has reached over 500,000. So half a million people have died, and it has been delineated as those were COVID-related deaths. Hitting the 500,000 or half a million mark is unfortunately very sobering, and it just reminds us that pandemics can come our way, can cause, you know, anywhere from a little cold to somebody being completely consumed. So unfortunately, that milestone has been very, very shocking and somber. However, we got some good news, where a John Hopkins professor, and I believe he's a surgeon also, says, you know what? We're going to be almost out of the woods. Pandemic should be over by April. 5 weeks from now, April. So his name is Marty McCary. He teaches at the University School of Medicine and Bloomberg School of Public Health. And he wrote an opinion piece in the Wall Street Journal. And daily infections have declined by 77% since January. And so he feels at this rate, we probably will be out of pandemic mode. And I think it's also been suggested that we are going to have herd immunity in about 6 weeks, which is fantastic news. I think it's a little overly optimistic, and I'll tell you why. But it's nice to finally hear some promising news, especially when we've been just, you know, for the last year, just heard people are going to die, people are going to die, people are dying, mask up, mask up. No, the masks will work, the masks will work. No, you know what, you need to do two masks now. I think with everything going on, it is nice to get some good news. Dr. Fauci, however, has said, everybody hold the phone. You're still going to be in masks probably till the year 2022. So what's going on here? Well, we are seeing, thank God, right, a drastic number in drops of coronavirus cases. Now, mind you, we talked about this. A lot of people aren't getting tested. I can't tell you how many people I saw this weekend with COVID symptoms. I told them to get a test. If they're using telemedicine and they don't want to get a test, those numbers aren't going to get counted. But then again, if they're mild, you know, yes, we do want to know the numbers, but mild cases is not what's keeping us shut down. What's keeping us shut down is hospitals being overwhelmed. Well, in many necks of the woods, there's a lot of hospitals having openings. And hospitals are starting to see their coronavirus severe cases numbers drop. That, to me, is the indicator I need. I need to know that less people are dying of COVID and less people are needing hospitalizations. And so a few weeks ago, in my neck of the woods, we were still seeing high numbers, but that started to drop. Very, very promising. Weather is going to start warming up. I think even in Texas, the temperature's starting to go up again. I mean, you know, so this freeze. And by the way, can I just say something about the freeze? Facebook always gives us these memories where it says, you know, 2 years ago or 1 year. 2 years ago, there was a polar vortex. Almost to the day, it was off by one day, where Las Vegas got a lot of snow. So I guess February is one of those times where we just get these freezes, because it was just like 2 years to the day that we had another polar vortex, because I was talking about the polar vortex on Facebook. So it's interesting. I know I could have looked it up, but Facebook, my Facebook kind of reminds me of old news. So as weather starts to change, as, you know, people start getting the vaccine, I'm not surprised if we're going to see numbers go down. Are we going to reach herd immunity by April? No. I don't see how it's going to be herd immunity. Do I think cases are going to go down? Do I think hospitalizations are going to go down? Do I think we're going to be hopefully out of the woods to the degree that we could open up the economy? Absolutely. I think we should be opening up the economy. I think we shouldn't have been this strict now. In fact, I can't tell you how many. We're like technically on 35%. You know, we're supposed to be 35% capacity with restaurants. Most of the places are open. I mean, they're at the point now where they're like, look, if you're going to close us down, we got nothing to lose. We're, you know, if we don't bring in profits, we're going to die anyway. So you already have this attitude of people not under the strict restrictions anyway. So I think that what the positive to that is if we aren't seeing a rise in cases, despite people in a restaurant, mask off, hanging out with other people, that's a good sign. It could be a sign that coronavirus is getting weaker. It could be a sign that some people have some natural immunity. It could be a sign that the vaccine is working. This month, we'll be seeing the effect of what the vaccines are doing. Israel has some fantastic news. But herd immunity means 75% of the population has some sort of immunity to it or has been vaccinated. I don't see that happening if we're going to be very accurate and scientific about it. I just think that we're going to probably be seeing these variants that might be a little weaker. Maybe we have better medication regimens. Maybe we also have people that aren't going to wait that long, and as soon as they start having shortness of breath, they're getting sent to the hospital. You know, one thing that was very wrong that we had done early on in the year is if you had COVID, we told you to stay completely away from a doctor's office, from an urgent care, from a hospital. Meanwhile, they would call me up on my telemedicine, through my telemedicine company, going, I'm having trouble breathing. And I'm like, you needed to be seen yesterday or 2 days. If you're having trouble breathing, you need to get seen. And so I think the attitude of sit home with your severe COVID until you're about to die and then go to the hospital, I think is changing. So now people that are starting to have more respiratory symptoms, they want to catch that early. So I think there's a lot of reasons for this. But the reason why I don't want to say that we're going to be in the clear in April is somebody needs to just kind of take a look at Mexico. Mexico is having a rise in cases. Now, Mexico borders us. And if we change some of the, current restrictions on immigration, then some of these more severe cases, and if they do have a more severe circulating strain, can then come back and hit America. But right now, Mexico is grappling with more cases and a rise. Israel is able to open up. America is going to start being able to open up. But we need to see what's going on in other countries. And we also need to look at and judge how we're going to address travel. I live in Vegas, so I would love to have people come back. And I would love for us to be the way we were. But when that does happen, cases can rise again. And for our city, I don't think we have enough hospitals for a world-renowned, hub, for people to come and party. And if COVID does seem to smolder like we see with Ebola and we keep getting little outbreaks, unfortunately, Vegas could be one of the places of which that happens. So, I'm optimistic. I think we are going to definitely be able to open up schools and open up restaurants and, go back to movies. I think we don't have to have the economy suffering like it's been suffering this whole time. But do I think we're going to be out of the pandemic? No. Because we're seeing other countries around us still grappling. And if Mexico's having issues and they're bordering us, then unfortunately that could also spill over to us. So in terms of masks till 2022, that's something we predicted. Masks won't go away because you're going to have people that don't want to get flu, that don't want to get cold, that don't want to get strep pneumonia, that don't want to get MRSA, that don't want to get a whole variety of things. So I think the hand sanitizing, the social distancing, the not wanting to be around crowds, I think we're going to have a certain percentage of the population that's a little paranoid and understandably so and fearful that isn't going to want to jump back in. But from what I'm seeing, a lot of the younger, like the Gen X's and younger, they're like, we're over it. We're going to enjoy life. And so I think we're going to see some good things from the economy. But we really need to watch what's going on in Mexico. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Don't go away.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, Ken, don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I'm going to leave this message anonymous, but there is a nurse who wrote, and she says, I intend to stay at this job through to retirement. She says, we do daily rapid tests in addition to twice weekly testing for COVID that they send out to a lab, and I've tested negative throughout. In 20 days, I am going to be terminated from my job for refusing the COVID vaccine, as they have decided to make it mandatory immediately. She said, I am not anti-vax. I love science, and what they are working on gets me excited for the possibilities. I take my flu shots. All my shots are up to date. She says, this one is new, though. I want to watch longer before I agree taking it. She said, I went to see my doctor for an exemption, but he was not supportive at all, refusing a medical exemption based on me not having any indications of allergies, etc. Now, she writes on, And she actually ended up, she wrote me again saying she ended up getting the vaccine. She said, so she wrote back saying, ultimately, I compromised myself and took the shots. I couldn't bear the risk of losing a job I otherwise love. Haven't seen any issues outside of a headache that never goes away. But that could be just the stress or a zillion other causes. She said her employer lost about 1% of staff to refusals, so they decided to make the flu shot mandatory as well. She goes, I already take those, so it's cool. But it really sucks to see choice taken away for everyone. But she feels happy to still have a job right now. So this is unfortunately the plight of a lot of workers. And, you know, mind you, I am pro-vaccine. I want our kids to get vaccinated. I take a flu shot. I'm getting the COVID shot. But I'm also very empathetic to those who are a little nervous about getting injections, you know, a little nervous about seeing loved ones have a side effect and they don't, you know, they're cautious. So I, even though I'm pro-vaccine, I'm not anti-vaxxers because many of them have logical concerns and valid concerns that need to be, you know, addressed. Answered, approached. You know, we have a friend who got Guillain-Barré from the flu shot. Was pro-vaccine, but he almost died when he got his flu shot. And even though that's just one rare case, which is why most of us that know him are still pro-vaccine because we understand that the flu can kill. And when somebody says, look, you know, I'm prone to Guillain-Barré, I'm not going to demand that they get the shot. I'm going to have an open mind, and it's science, you have to. Okay, you're not a good doctor, you're not a good scientist if it's like this is absolute and this is the way you need to this is the way you need to, you know, think and believe, because science is always evolving. There's always variables. But another one of my listeners had asked, if we do reach herd immunity to April and the vaccines aren't available till the summer, do they need to get it? And that's why we have to kind of be careful about our approach to the vaccines and how we move forward, because I think a lot of people out there do not want to get the vaccine. I believe there was a study, let me see here, there was the military, and you know, the military gets a lot of vaccines. They before they go overseas, they have to be vaccinated, you know, for, gosh, everything. And from what we understand, let me see here what the numbers were. I thought it was a third of those in the military have, yeah, well, okay. Actually, it says here, NBC News had reported that thousands of service members are saying no to the COVID vaccine. U.S. service members are refusing or putting off the vaccine as frustrated commanders scramble to knock down internet rumors and find the right pitch that will persuade troops to get the shot. Some Army units are seeing as few as one-third agree to the vaccine, meaning two-thirds not getting it. Military leaders searching for answers believe they have identified one potential convincer, an imminent deployment. Navy sailors on ships heading out to sea last week, they chose the shots at 80% to 90%. So Air Force Major General Jeff Taliaferro, Vice Director of Operations for Joint Staff, told Congress on Wednesday that very early data suggested up to two-thirds of service members offered the vaccine have accepted, but which is higher than the rate of the population. The Kaiser Family Foundation puts it at roughly 50%. So then what happens if you're approached like our patient, like our listener, where you're going to lose your job? This was something we brought up last week. People are freaked out about that. They've been waiting to go back to work. They've been waiting for the country to reopen. Now it's about to reopen, and they're being hit with, if you don't vaccinate, you don't get to come back. Now, we spoke about how the Americans with Disabilities Act will provide protection, the Civil Rights Act will provide protection, and, you know, people are mad that, you know, their employer could do this, but, you know, look at the employer's side. All right, they are going to be hit with lawsuits and who knows what if they, or closure, if they, their public officials, you know, end up mandating that everybody in their, you know, workplace has to have a vaccine. You know, for those people that have very restrictive governors, and very restrictive shutdown measures, they are scared to death that they can't reopen. And so when they do reopen, the last thing they want is the media saying, oh, yeah, there was a COVID outbreak related to that restaurant. So they want to be able to say, nope, we have proof that every single person here is vaccinated. And we have proof that, you know, maybe not a restaurant or retail or whatever. So, you know, I don't see how forcing vaccine on your employees will keep you that protected liability-wise, because customers can still come in with COVID and, you know, somebody could blame you for not sanitizing. But I believe employers want to make sure that their employees don't call out, that their employees don't get sick with COVID. And they're looking at, what are employers looking at? What are business owners looking at? Business owners are looking at keeping the business alive. I mean, it's going to be a much different attitudes with the employer employees right now, because there are a lot of people out of work. So if you don't want your job and you don't want to vaccinate, the employer isn't going to beg you to stay or try to work with you. They'll be like, good, see ya. I got to hire staff that's vaccinated. And it puts people in a really awkward position where they're feeling forced to get something that they don't want to. I mean, this is America. You know, I'm confident that the vaccine is safe enough, that the benefits outweigh the risks. But as a doctor, I'm not going to lie, I think everything, you know, has the potential to have that one in a million chance of hurting somebody. In fact, this is even less than that. This is, you know, the number of adverse events reported is way less. CDC is saying nobody died from the vaccine, although there's a lot of debate as to, you know, why some people collapsed after their vaccine and things like that. So as a doctor, I'm not going to lie to you guys. I'm going to say we don't have data saying that the vaccine is causing any of these deaths, but I wouldn't be surprised if some data does get found later. But currently, the majority of people getting their vaccine are fine. I got my vaccine. One of them. I'm getting my next one next week. So far, so good. Knock on wood. But you have millions of Americans saying, well, not me. So what happens if you can't get a job? Now, you know, I've spoken to many of you, and I've said, look, you could talk to your employer about, you know, would you be willing to let me work virtual? Just keep in mind, out of sight, out of mind. If your employers want people there that could come on site, that are vaccinated, that are, I mean, now there's this label, which blows my mind, because people have had flu, people have had other coronaviruses, they've had adenoviruses, noroviruses, they've had salmonella infections. They could come to work. But with COVID, you don't have a vaccine against COVID. Some bosses are really going to, you know, again, you're going to get your pink slips. So it is frustrating, and I hear you. I wish there were more answers. 1-877-DOCVALLEY.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the health stocks boom in the U.S. markets. With the pandemic affecting virtually every aspect of American life, people are ready to get past the crisis and get on with living. We've identified a company that could scale up widespread rapid testing and get our economy back on track sooner rather than later. And we want to introduce you to this groundbreaking company with your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542 to get info on this undervalued rapid testing technology that can deliver results in as little as 15 minutes. Demand for testing devices could outstrip supply for the foreseeable future. Text the word test to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Get this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542. Text test to 48542.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.